It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country. Maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they have committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
I have any of us can be satisfied in the United States until that war is brought to an honorable end and American soldiers are brought back into the United States.
One day, we will have to stand before the God of history and we will talk in terms of things we've done. And it seems that I can hear the God of history saying, that was not enough. But I was hungry, and you fed me not.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy. I'm filling in for Ernest on this Martin Luther King Day. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have certain feelings about Martin Luther King, and I want to bring this about. I want to talk about what Martin Luther King means to me, what nonviolent resistance means to me. I want to talk about civil and individual rights today. And on this Martin Luther King Day, we're going to jump right into this with my friend Jim Kaiser on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. I look forward to your calls at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. So we're going to jump right back into this when we get back in just a few minutes. Hold on to your seats.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already moved. Toured.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? It's all I ever had.
Redemption song. Welcome to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock again. My name is Jet Lacey. I'm here in the studio. And I'd love to say, we usually say it's a BEA beautiful day here in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, but it's not so nice today. We actually, what's that wet stuff, Jim? I got Jim Kaiser in the studio with me today, and there's this stuff that's like coming down from the sky that I know that I remember it in, on some level, but it's so unfamiliar to me now. What is that?
We call that liquid sunshine around these
parts. Ah, liquid sunshine. I think someone was talking about rain. I don't know. We don't get that too much around here. It's either hot or not hot, and it's always sunny, so it's raining today. And we just got delivered this morning, literally, at the Freedoms with an S Phoenix Studios this morning. We got a ton of DVDs.
Literally a ton. Not figuratively a ton. Literally over a ton of DVDs. 50,000 DVDs. How many minds can we free now?
That's right. How many minds are we going to free? And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about being free. You know, the man can get you down. The man can try to take away all your rights. But if you are free in your own mind, that is something that they cannot take away. Your freedom inside your mind, the feeling that you are free, the knowledge, the deep conviction that they cannot take these things away from you, will carry you through these dark days. And on this Martin Luther King Day, you know, I got my friend Jim in the studio with me, and we want to talk about this. We want to talk about what Martin Luther King means to us, because it's a progression. You know, all, if you ever look back in history, the people that advocate nonviolent resistance to tyranny end up dead. Why? Because it works. Not participating, just refusing to participate with your oppressors. Because government relies on the consent of the governed. And so we need to look into what we're really all about and what we stand for in this country. And if you listen to these clips and quotes that we're going to be talking about today, nothing has changed in the last 41 years since Dr. King was killed. Everything's still the same. Everything's getting worse. We need to take a step back and look at what we're about and what is being done in our name and who we're hurting around the world. I mean, just look at this situation going on in Haiti. I mean, for God's sakes, is this a military takeover or is it an aid operation? We got 20,000 boots, you know, 20,000 soldiers on the ground in Haiti right now. This is a takeover. This is not an aid. They are letting people die. They are turning the planes away. They've sent doctors away from Doctors Without Borders. That one guy, he's a Bilderberger, Sanjay Gupta or whatever from CNN, was having to care for patients on his own because everybody was told to take off. This is one of the most horrific events that you will see because, like Katrina before that, they're just leaving these people to die, and they're actively helping them die because they are denying them services in the name of helping them. And this is what goes on. This is what I'm talking about here all the time on this show with problem, reaction, solution. And I was reading an article today. I mean, when's the last time you really heard about a hurricane in Haiti? You know, and I don't really get into all these conspiracy theory stuff. Yeah, I do. Yeah, Jim say it. Yes, I do. But I'm talking about the stuff that I can't prove. All right, brother? You know, I'm talking about the stuff that isn't provable. They have this HARP system. I don't know if any of you guys have ever looked at Conspiracy Theories by Jesse Ventura, the television show on True TV. It's excellent. And there's this thing they have up. It's called HARP. They have it up in Alaska, and they can change the weather. It's these multiple antennas that they have all in one area, and they can take the power and transmit energy waves to such an extent that would change the weather. It can knock a plane out of the sky. And this is what's going on in this country right now. This is what they're trying to do. And I urge you, it's actually the inaugural show of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. And you can find it online or on Facebook. They post up all the shows every time. But there's people questioning that because this is so ridiculous about what's going on. And I'm digressing a little bit, because, but this is just the news of the day. I really want to focus on what Dr. King was about. And the reason I brought Jim here today is because, you know, he was telling me the other day that he was thinking about getting some manner of tattoo. So, Jim, tell me who you were thinking about, what kind of tattoo you were thinking about getting.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of civil disobedience. I've been looking online at lots of tattoos, so I'm thinking of getting a Martin Luther King, Gandhi, and maybe a Rosa Parks on my arm.
And what did all of those people stand for?
They all stood for nonviolent civil disobedience, questioning authority and, you know, doing what they had to do, breaking the law to make a difference.
And refusing to participate in their own enslavement and tyranny. They just refuse. And that's what I'm telling all you guys out there every day when I come on the show. We don't have to participate. Our participation only encourages them, and it gives them the power and the resources they need to further enslave us. And that's what they're doing. They're taking our participation. Because we want to be part of our country. We want to be Americans. We want to be proud to be who we are and where we come from. That's just natural. It's part of the natural order of things. But they use that against you. And that's why I said on Friday's show that I really have divested myself from the government. I have divested my attention from bettering my country as it is with our government today. I'm still bettering my fellow man. I'm here every day. I'm here talking to you. I'm here to discuss what we're going to do and how we can do it. And Martin Luther King embodies those things to such a degree, and he's so inspiring to me. And I was so excited. I could hardly sleep last night because I was so excited to do this show. And, you know, Martin Luther King was born January 15th, 1929, which is around now why they have Martin Luther King Day. He was killed, of course, on April 4th, 1968. In 1964, he was the youngest man to win the Nobel Peace Prize when it was still awarded for, you know, activities as such, not the warmonger in chief like we have now. You know, and he advocated nonviolent resistance, like Jim was talking about, and the advocacy of civil rights. And yes, he did focus on the black culture because that's the culture he understood. And that's who was having the severe problems at that time.
That was the issue of the day.
Yes. Yeah. He still, like in his speeches, he goes, we're obviously, you know, headed in the right direction because of all my white brothers and sisters that were out here supporting us in doing the right thing. And I have a lot of quotes here. And we're going to talk a lot about these quotes, and they're just, if you want to look at ideal quotes, quotes that you can literally live your life by, quotes that you can put on a bumper sticker and proudly drive around, Martin Luther King has dozens of them, literally. And this is the first one that I wanted to talk about. It says, I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war, that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word. What does that mean to you, Jim?
That means a lot. That means everything, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Are we so embittered? Are we so angry with one another? Are we so confused with what is going on in the world that we cannot open our hearts to love our fellow man?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Are we? Have we gotten to that point?
What do you think, Jet?
I don't think so. I still, you know, and I believe that's part of the reason I went to...
I got to be honest. I question it sometimes. I mean, I love Martin Luther King.
Yeah,
you know, and his methods, but I question it in today's world.
You know, I always have faith in the human spirit. When it comes right down to it, I have faith in humanity. I have faith in my fellow man, and the minute we lose that faith is the minute we're doomed as a species.
Sure,
you cannot give up on that faith, and I won't. When we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, with me, Jet Lacy, and Jim Kaiser sitting in the studio. We're going to jump right back into it in just a minute. Hang on to your seats.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Oh, precious love.
Back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy. I'm filling in for Ernest because we had two really important shows that we wanted to do today because, you know, and it's funny that Jim is actually going to be part of both shows because one is about Hawaiian independence and one was about Martin Luther King Day because there are two situations that are very similarly rooted in what we're talking about today. And it's the fight for individual rights and the fight to self-determination. And it's a never-ending struggle. And nobody's alone. You know, and what we're talking about a lot today with Martin Luther King is about the Black Civil Rights Movement. But the themes that Dr. King was talking about are universal. They're the fight for freedom against tyranny. And what we have to do is really take away any of the racial undertones that, you know, Dr. King was speaking about and really focus on the larger theme. It's all about the fight of the individual, which is the smallest minority. The individual, if you really are talking about the fight for minority rights, if you protect the rights of the individual, then you'll always be in the... You can't protect any smaller of a minority. You know, and he talked about these things about civil rights and nonviolent resistance and sit-ins and marches and just non-compliance. And, you know, tell me about that quote you were talking about earlier with, you know, the individual right here, brother.
Where's that one?
Yeah.
This is one I've actually got on my Facebook profile because I like it so much, and it just it means so much to me in my life. But he writes, an individual who breaks a law that conscience tells him is unjust and who willingly accepts the penalty of imprisonment in order to arouse the conscience of the community over its injustice is in reality expressing the highest respect for the law.
You know, and these words coming from Jim Kaiser hold truer. With him, he lives this every single day of his life. And we're not going to talk about Jim Kaiser's situation today, but just suffice it to say that when he says that these words mean the most to him, he backs those up with his actions. And he lives his life that way. You know, civil disobedience to unjust laws is righteous action. And my favorite one is, and this is embodies what we got here going on at freedomswithanSphoenix.com and the studios here. It says, the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists will we be? The nation and the world are in dire need of creative extremists. And we've got some pretty creative people around here. I was actually talking to one of my friends, Joan, the other day. Just yesterday, actually, and she said, I am so in awe. I'm so honored to be a part of Freedom's Phoenix because there's so many different kinds of people that bring so many different kinds of talents. And we're all a little wacky, you know, but that's what happens when people think outside the box. We're all like these outside-the-box thinkers, and we all bring different skill sets to the table. Like Jim here, he's a fantastic carpenter, one of the best I've ever seen. He can build, you know, I don't know, lots of stuff. He built the set that we got for the video studio. He's building cabinets for our brand new screen printing operation. He helped me build my chicken coop yesterday. We almost finished that off. I was going to finish it off today, Jim, but actually it was raining, so at least I put it up against the house so I can still stain it. We'll get it on there. Now I'm going to get some chickens because I think that the worst of this is not over because we haven't lost enough of our rights yet, obviously. We haven't lost enough of our rights for people to stand up and do the right thing. So, but I'll tell you what, it's coming. And at some point, you're going to look back and say, ooh, maybe Jet Lacy was right. Maybe Jet Lacy told me that our rights were going to become so disemboweled. Our rights are going to be so scattered and taken away from us from all different angles that you are forced to stand up for yourself. There's going to be a point when you are in fight or flight mode. And this is a powerful thing. This goes back to our animal instincts. Fight or flight. And at some point, you're either going to have to fight the powers that be, or you're going to have to run. And I'm not going anywhere. And Jim's not going anywhere. And that's when you draw a line in the sand. When you draw a line in the sand, it doesn't mean that you are inviting a fight. It just means that this is the bottom line and you cannot encroach on me any further. And it says, you know, but the thing is you know, and I'm guilty of this myself, is I'm very angry with the powers that be. I have a very hard time talking to, you know, police officers without a real feeling of contempt. But as Dr. King said, we must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power of love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. We'll jump right back into it when you get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock with me, Jet Lacy, and Jim Kaiser.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
In my dying hour, I don't want nobody to mourn, yeah. All I want you to do for me, and that's to give that bell a toll.
To declare your independence with Ernest Hancock, with me, Jet Lacy, filling in, and I got Jim Kaiser in the studio, and we actually have a caller. We got Chad in Alaska. Are you there with us, brother?
Yeah. I disagree with a lot of
Woodson said, I think we need to replace Martin Luther King Day with Thomas Jefferson Day and Thomas Paine Day. And I can't think of hardly any major social or political or economic problem that can't be solved with 40 acres and a mule. I think freedom and independence begins and ends with the ownership of private property.
Understand that, what you're saying, and I'm not saying I agree with everything Dr. King said. He was more of a populist, and he was a collectivist to a certain extent. However, he was all about the protection of the individual and civil rights. And civil rights differ from individual rights because they're the rights that are, I guess, either granted or taken away by the government.
Right.
And I understand that, but the fact of the matter is I feel the only legitimate reason for government, period, is the protection of individual liberties, which then creates the exact same thing that is civil liberties. Does that make sense?
I have to think about that. But I think we're really missing the foundational principles of what America was founded upon, and all that has been erased, and there is no discussion of the political philosophies of Thomas Paine or Thomas Jefferson or any of our founders or any of the ideals that create freedom and independence. And I don't think it's any more complicated than private property that you can sustain yourself upon. I think if you don't have that, you don't have anything.
Agree with you, and I am all for natural rights, and whenever I do the show, I'm always talking about natural law and individual rights, because that is the very cornerstone of freedom. And I'm just celebrating the aspect of Dr. King about peaceful, you know, nonviolent resistance and the spirit of that, because if you ever look, those are the types of leaders that always end up dead. Why? Because it works. That is what the establishment is so afraid of. And what their number one goal is, as far as I'm concerned, Chad, is to create more power for themselves. And power is only begotten by taking power away from somebody else.
Well, power is gotten when you have landless, dependent people that exist as slaves for an elite class. When everybody's equal with 40 acres and a mule, there is nobody with power, and we don't have any of these problems.
Okay, so my question is, how do we get from here to there without using the methods of Martin Luther King? How do we wake people up to that? How do we
I'm always attacked for this, but I think we've populated to the point where it's impossible. If you have 300 million people and you gave everybody 10 and it allowed everybody to have 10 acres of sustainable land, you'd need 3 billion acres.
And I understand that.
I mean, we're all being forced into cities to serve as slaves and you know, for industry and stuff, and that dependent class creates all these social problems and welfare and socialist constructs.
Again, to get to Jim's question, how do we get to that point? How do we get to the 40 acres and a mule?
I don't even ever hear anybody talking about it.
I don't think, you know, are you talking about, you know, when you say 300 million, every man, woman, and child doesn't need 40 acres. 40 acres was meant to be for a family. So we're talking about a lot less acres if you really consider that. And another person that listens to the show emailed me one time saying that if you gave every person on Earth a quarter, like 0.27 acres of land, you could leave, everybody would fit on the continent of Australia. So a family of four would get over an acre. And then you would still have 100-some thousand acres left over, and the rest of the world would be uninhabited.
Well, you know, I've actually studied that, and I've actually researched all that, and I've actually done all the calculations. And according to almost every study you can find and research, only 1/8 of the land is arable, meaning only 1/8 of the land on Earth can be used to support the growth of crops or plants or animals that are needed for human consumption, because the rest is either desert, it's frozen, it's got bad soil or whatever. And when you divide it all up between 7 billion people, it turns out that we only have 30 by 30 yards of sustainable land for each person in the world. I mean, most of the world is being supported by mass corporate agriculture. You know, the U.S. and Canada on the grain belt feed gives most of the grain to most of the world. I mean, a lot of the world would starve to death if it wasn't for that tract of land in Canada and the U.S.
Let me ask you, the natural progression to that question is, how do you, if you say that's the major problem, then what's your solution for that?
Well, I think it begins with education and talking about it, but I never hear anybody talking about these kinds of things. They're always talking about how to create a better socialism instead of what the fundamental principles are of a free and independent people. And I think people can get a good education at cooperativeindividualism.org. I've always had those ideas, but I never saw anyone else with them until I ran across that website.
Population control, and how do you do that in a non-nefarious, non-murderous way?
Well, I think the U.S. already is that way. I mean, we already are naturally self-controlled in that way, but we keep allowing more immigrants, and we could create a good example for the rest of the world to follow, but we're not moving in that direction.
Okay. So you think that, but you really believe that the Earth is becoming unsustainable for human life?
No, I think that we can keep boxing ourselves more and more and more into dependence. I think we can keep depending on genetically modified foods and more and more corporate mass agriculture, and we can keep putting ourselves deeper and deeper into slavery and keep going forward, but that doesn't seem like a very good solution to me.
Well,
I'd like to live with abundance and live free and independently.
That's why this show is called Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and that's what this show is all about. And we discuss different ways. And the reason I knew that this show that I was doing would create controversy, but that was the whole reason I was so excited to do it, because people have these preconceived ideas that Dr. King was some socialist. And I'm not talking about all that stuff. I'm talking about when he talks about the rights of the individual. It doesn't matter if you're black, brown, and if you protect the rights of the individual, then there will be, that is the always the way to a proper and free society. Things will work themselves out.
Well, they work themselves out when you have your own land that you work on. You have all the rights you'll ever need on your own land.
And no one ever really owns land in this country, right?
Well, not as long as we have property tax.
It's funny, around here in Phoenix, Arizona, we have a Maricopa County assessor's office putting up billboards that says, if you own property, you owe taxes. And Ernest was talking about, I was like, man, you would think that I put that billboard up.
Well, that's the main corruption, is that all the land is being taken away. And that was the whole, you know, Thomas Jefferson said, just a second. He said, I think our governments will remain virtuous for many centuries as long as they are chiefly agricultural, and this will be as long as there are vacant lands in any part of America. When they get piled upon one another in large cities, as in Europe, they will become corrupt as in Europe. And I think that's a fundamental truth.
And if you look at the national parks, you know, systems, And that's really, if you look deeper into it, and I can't remember the exact Alex Jones movie where he talks about, you know, the Grand Canyon and all these big Grand Tetons are now world, you know, wildlife sites or whatever they call it. And that's to keep you and me off of that, you know, off of that land so that we can't use it. And so they can keep us closer and closer on their reservation.
Well, even if you freed them up, I mean, and you populated them, then you still have to face the problem eventually. I mean, you know, at some point there is a limit, wherever it is. But I'm just saying that freedom and independence, that you can't have it unless you have your own land that can sustain yourself from. Because if you don't have that, you're a dependent slave, and it just creates all the problems that we're facing.
Bring this back to the Martin Luther King topic here. You've defined your issue. What are you out there personally doing about it to make things change?
I own my land, and I sustain myself about 80% off my land, and I don't have driver's license. I don't pay income tax. I don't I don't support the system. I don't participate in the system, and I try and do the best I can. I try and set a good example for others, and trying to live free and independent as possible.
It's a great place to do that, you know. And unfortunately, we don't have that luxury down here as much in the lower 48. And I do appreciate your call. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Brother, thank you. Call anytime. I don't know where we are going with that. I enjoyed talking to him. I enjoy talking to everybody. But I'm with Jim that I don't understand what the solution is. The fight for individual rights, to me, you know, there's always, like I was saying earlier, they make this distinction between civil rights and individual rights. And to me, they're one and the same, because the only legitimate purpose of government is to protect the rights of the individual. And civil rights are the rights that are, quote or unquote, granted by government. So if you merge those two things together, civil rights and individual rights to me are the same thing. And I do look forward to talking to anybody else that wants to call in at 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. What did you get out of that, Jim?
I'm not sure what I got out of it. I agree with a lot of what he said. I'm not big on the whole, you know, population overpopulation issue, and maybe I just haven't researched it enough to, you know, to really understand it. But you know, I appreciate what the guy's doing. He's doing what he can to live off the grid, to be self-sustainable. I think all of us should start looking that way. We're all doing that. You're doing that. You're talking about buying chickens or building your chicken coop. And it's going to come to where we need that stuff. You know?
I mean, you know, there was chicken, a dozen eggs may pay your mortgage someday. Who knows?
You know, I appreciate this guy talking about how he's, you know, he doesn't have a driver's license. That's cool stuff to me. When you can look at the system and say, no, I'm not going to comply with, with what you're making me do here. I dig that stuff.
Yeah, I have a cousin. He's a biologist up in Alaska, but he was working on the Aleutian Islands.
Okay,
and he had a car there, and it was like a 1965 Jeep, like pickup truck. You know those really old ones they used to have, and it didn't even have any plates on it. You know what I'm saying? Because they were on this small island and. It's funny, they have a landing strip there from, you know, an airport, you know, runway that could land the space shuttle, but there's no one there. You know what I mean? Because it's left over from World War II.
Wow.
So you could actually land the space shuttle in this, you know, landing strip in this town that he was living in, but his car had no plates or no anything on it because it was unnecessary. And so that's really living free. You know, really, it is. I mean, if you can live unencumbered by the, you know, the whims and judgments of other individuals, then that is living free. Unfortunately, I live in a city with 3 million, 4 million people. and you have to make certain accommodations, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to fight tooth and nail to get those people, the ones that do want to take away your rights, to stop doing that. And the best way that we can do that is by not participating in the system, or at the very least, withdrawing our support and sitting down and just refusing to do what we're told to do when they tell us to do it.
Absolutely.
And that's like Rosa Parks. You know, that's your hero, right, Jim?
That's one of them, certainly.
And she was just one individual, one lady, one well-spoken lady that was supposed to sit in the back of the bus, and she didn't want to do it. And you think about that, that was 1955. So we're talking 55 years since that day. And we haven't come much farther. We've actually reverted a little bit since the days of Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. When we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, with me, Jet Lacy, we got my man Jim Kaiser sitting in studio with us, and we're talking about the man, the myth, the legend, Martin Luther King Jr. And we're going to jump back into that when we get back in just a minute. Hold on to your panties.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Hello? Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. For God's sakes, we're messing around during the whole break, so we had to come in dry. So we're talking about MLK Day again, and, you know, I can't say that I disagree with Chad 100% in Alaska, but I disagree a lot. I don't think that there's a population problem here in this country. I mean, I don't think there's a population problem with the world. The world is meant to sustain as much as it's going to sustain, and anything that we do to do that, it just shows to me the arrogance of man. So anything that we do to try to adjust the population, just it only smacks to the arrogance of man, and that's a part of our problem. We don't want to identify with ourselves as animals. We try every day. That's the basic tenet of religion in and of itself, is to make us believe that we're somehow different than animals. And we're not. We are animals. And we have certain needs. And part of those needs is to create a boundary around our living space that no one else can infringe upon. And that's why, you know, animals mark their territory, and that's why we build fences, and that's why. But then again, there's a lot of people out there that want to take our and put us inside their fence that they created in order to control our lives for the betterment of their lives. And not participating with these types of things is what actually is going to save us. It's the only thing that works. Non-violent resistance to tyranny, to encroaching tyranny, is the only thing that works. And people like Rosa Parks, people like Gandhi, people like Martin Luther King, people like John Lennon, you know, Rosa Parks didn't get killed, but all these other people that, you know, and I bring these guys up because they're the ones that are most well known. And I bring this up because it works. The fight for individual liberties rests in nonviolent resistance, not participating in the system. Like when you look at the what's going on the Huffington Post, you're seeing a lot of, like the show before us, Stephen Lenman NewsHour. You know, again, I always say that our diagnosis of the problem is very similar. Our treatment modality is totally different, but they understand that not participating in the system and resisting us getting taken to war, to having our rights trampled on, to having a surveillance state, to getting a police state, to all of this thing, all these things that we're talking about is directly related to nonviolent resistance if we want to really affect change. So, you know, we talk about Martin Luther King. We're talking about some of his quotes. And it says that men who engage in nonviolent direct action are not the creators of tension like they bring us out to be. We merely bring to the surface the hidden tension that is already alive. There is always going to be a tension between the oppressors and the oppressed. And what we need to do is continue fomenting that tension, because we need to bring it about. We need to talk about it. We need to bring it to the surface so that everyone understands that we're all in the same boat. So when we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, I'm going to jump off my soapbox for a second, and we're going to jump back into talking about individual liberties. So I ask you to hold on, and we will be right back in just a minute with me, Jet Lacy, and Jim Kaiser, again on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. Be right back.
Introducing the new